up, Larry, KB8OOE.
Hi, Mike. I'm just going to pick up some steel in Flint for a barn project. And I'm getting ready for tomorrow's event there at the Rindris's to do that little talk on communication preparedness. And how about you? What you up to?
Yes, you're going to Alro, because that's the supplier I used when I was building sawmills. I'm out here running some errands and doing a little bit of shopping, and then I'm going to get back home, and I've got a couple of jobs I got to hit, one out in Flint today, and then I'm going to grab a few things here while I'm in town, furnace parts for duct work. I got to grab a 6-inch cap. I'm going to have to miss that tomorrow. I'm pretty depressed about it, actually, Larry. I really wanted to see the presentation, and I'd like to see how you're going to do net, if it's net control or round table, or I would imagine you're running net control, right?
Yes, I borrowed the FRS radios from the co-op for purposes of just doing a simple little net. And, we do this for the technician training, and it seems to be very effective in getting people comfortable with talking on the air. And so we're doing that. It's not going to be ham-oriented. It's going to be just kind of just FRS, GMRS-oriented, friendly kind of net. So that's going to be kind of fun. And then I'll do my... my usual kind of grid down preparedness, what are your options with radio kind of chat. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to teach, and glad to have the opportunity. And it's very nice of Gary and Tammy to open up their homestead to our event, and greatly appreciate everything they do for us. And he does, yes.
I had Scott out there, so I kind of owe him. The programming that he done was in a rush, so we're going to build up that programming for, we're going to have a couple different types of programming. We're going to do one for analog and one that includes digital and then strictly GMRS. We're going to do a couple different ways of doing it. We're going to stick with most of them, the southeast corner of the state. And then, I don't know, we're going to include as much as we can. But, I kind of missed you there. But I owe him, so we're doing in Flint, we're doing a trivial thing at a bar. He wants me along on his team for this trivia thing. I'm like, oh, no, I hope this guy don't get his hopes up too much.
Well, you seem like a pretty knowledgeable guy, Mike, and I would certainly want you on my Trivial Pursuit team. It's going to be a nice event, I think. For some reason, I don't know that I've met Scott. At first, I thought it was Scott and NEDXP, but it's not. And so once I understood that, I was like, I probably have seen this guy before, but I look forward to meeting him. He seems very enthusiastic. And I look forward to helping them out as much as I can. I am going to try to do a little programming after I get done with my portion of the program. Do you happen to know what radio he has?
Well, we are working on a few different radios right now. We're looking at the UV. It's Quansheng. We bought a bunch of clones, and it takes a separate board. You cut off the FM chip out of it, and then you solder a second board to them. And Amazon is running a deal. Amazon Prime, you can get two of them for $33, and they cover the ham stuff. I mean, they receive everywhere, down to, I think you can receive into 40 meters, but they're not all mode transmit, which is what I want on 2 and 440. But he has a couple different types of radios. He's a new ham still, but he does a lot of computer tech work for his job, and so he glommed right onto that. But we've got I can send you a link, Larry. Somebody shot me your phone number. I could probably get a hold of you and text you a few things too, or find you on Facebook if you're on there.
Yeah, I'm also on QRZ, so feel free to send an email through that. If you got my phone number, text me, and I'll shoot you back the presentation that I deliver for this little thing. It's kind of evolved over the last couple of years, but it's really set up to just give people the lay of the land of what is radio and what are their capabilities given, what are your needs. And so happy to send that on. Thanks, I would appreciate that link. I am familiar with the Quan Sheng. I want to say it's a UVK5 or K6, and I actually got four of those. My wife, of all people, was interested in getting connected with her friends, and so we've got those set up and programmed, and familiar with that. I'll give it a whirl tomorrow.
The K5 is the one they've got, they're running a promo on, but it's not an actual Quan Sheng, it's a clone, it's a Chinese clone of a Chinese radio.
Oh my goodness, we are cloning everything. I had an interesting feed video on my YouTube feed. It was China Fakes Everything. And they show different things that are imitations of the real deal. So I did notice, my wife sent me a link from Scott, and I did notice that was not a Quan Sheng, but something's different. They used the same model number. So yeah, I'm optimistic that we can do something to get it programmed.
It's the same board and chirp. The original Quan Sheng model number, the program works. They don't guarantee it, but it works. I've already flashed a couple of them. I'd like to get somebody with Prime so I could get a couple more. I wanted to buy $100 worth, but they're limited to 1 2-pack per customer. And I don't know how much longer that sale is going to run, but I'll tell you what, $16.50 for each radio isn't bad, especially when you plan on just gutting them and soldering another board to the thing, you know.
I didn't quite catch what you're doing with the soldering the board. What feature are you adding to it that it does not have?
Cutting the FM chip off, and some of the, there's different mods for them. You're cutting the FM chip off of it, and you're putting a different synthesizer on there to do all modes, single sideband. So this will get us on single sideband on 2 meters and 440. Plus it receives way, way down into HF, and this gets you all modes. You could transmit, but you wouldn't want to do it without some type of external filtration to kill the harmonics. And I would like to see it on a scope, you know, on a spectrum analyzer too.
I see. Well, you're way beyond me. The radio I'm talking on to you with, I had to remove a resistor to get it to do cross-band repeat, but that's about the extent of my electronic soldering projects. I'm good at wiring. I can solder wire now. But then again, you know, hey, if it doesn't go well, yeah, $16, no big deal. NAWJN.
KB8OE, that's the concept. You're not going to be out much if it don't work, and you only do one of them. And I got jeweler's loops, stereo and monaural, like a work loops for grafting honeybee eggs for making queen cells. So it's not like I'll have a problem being able to see it, but I shake a little bit. But I am going blind, slowly but surely I'm going blind. But with those loops, I'll be able to see it right down to microscopic level. And then I'll just sharpen an iron up and run a, you know, temp-controlled iron. Or Gary's got a hot air iron, But yeah, me and Scott haven't figured out which mod we're going to do, but they're like $10 to $15 for the mod. You can watch videos on them, but gladly have you along for that ride for sure.
Yes, there's so much to this hobby and service that we could be doing. I've got boxes of projects in the radio room that I need to finish up. So I need to focus on that. But boy, that's a very interesting mod you're doing there. Wish you luck on that. And that's very nice of you to introduce these people to these kinds of capabilities. Pretty cool. All mode on a handheld. Any does again.
Yeah, like I said, probably need some band filtration. I got to run into the store here. I'm at Aldi's, and this is where I get my best deal on apples. I like a certain type of apple, and they've got them here reasonable, usually. And sometimes they got them that just taste like nothing but the wax they're coated with to keep the bugs off of them. But, yeah, we're going to do some antenna projects over there. I don't know how many will be interested in those over at Gary and Tammy's house, but I want to do some stuff. Hey, what license? Are you a general yet, or advanced, or what are you?
I'm a general. Yeah, I was waiting for the new test, whatever they call it, pack or revision, to go to amateur, but you know, or to go to extra, rather. But I'm going to wait on that. I just got too much going on right now, and I'm finding that it's helping a lot to just learn more by doing projects to understand radio. So that's what I'm focusing on right now, is getting some of these projects done, learning more so that when I get my extra, I'll really appreciate it, I think. So that'll be that. Enjoy your visit to Aldi. I always find Aldi a very interesting and enjoyable store, especially this time of year. You can get your Glühwein, okay? So Glühwein is very important in the holiday. And I'll be clear on your final. NELJN.
Yeah, we're going to do mag loop stuff and possibly J-pole for Ken. I don't know. I've got some other ideas. I've got 2 meter and 440 transverters from Ukraine or Russia that I've got to set up, and we got to get Gary and Tammy on HF, and my buddy Phil and Scott. Scott wants to jump to general like right now. He's probably going to do it over the holiday, but yeah, don't mess with that extra until that new pool comes in, and just knock it out, blast it, knock it out, and then you got plenty of time in your life to go back and review all that stuff and do the hands-on. And there's no escaping the hands-on if you want to keep the hobby affordable. And that's what I do at Caveman Radio. I got 3 true SDX. I got to wind band coils for, and they're the size of a Cheerio, so I got to get busy on those. But I got a couple of the I got 3 Hermes light twos, and I may panhandle my other HF rig and then just build an amplifier with the money. 73 Larry, I'm heading in, KB8OOE.
NELJN clear.